On this episode of Beside the Music,
they were the biggest record label in music history. I mean, chain-wise, that is. For 4 months straight, they chained the game. And then, they left the music industry dangling. On this day, January 2nd, we go behind the chains to see the chain of events that led to the rise and fall of Big Chain Records. Award-winning journalist Jonte Rene Monte Boo III followed the chain.
Mr. Jonte Rene Monte Boo III here from Jive Magazine, and I'm live at the Hard Time Cafe, hanging with the Big Chain himself, Dick Chaney. Now see, I had a chance to interview MC Herringbone from the charming group Chain Gang, along with his label mate and R&B singer, One Long, out of the group Chainsmoke.
Dick Chaney is full of shit. We had two hit records in 1 month's time, and all we got was two-tone change. You hear this? This is music. Let your train
swirl. Yeah. Look, One Lung is a bum. I mean, sure, he had an angelic voice and even a hot song. Even a great cause. Chains across America. Lift every chain and swing. But bottom line is, I made him.
Yo, this Herringbone, man. Fuck Big Chain. Yeah, I had the number one album in the country, Chain Reaction. And all I got was a Cuban link with a black Jesus piece. I mean, I knew shit wasn't real. My neck kept turning green. But since I left him, I'm acting now. I'm starring in such films as Chain and Day, Do the Right Chain. Okay. Nigga, I even appeared in a sitcom Charmed. Bottom line, there is life at the Big Chain.
Herringbone. Nell said.
Whoa, harsh comments. Mr. Monte Boo III here about to sign off. Just heard testimony from the crew. How about you, Dick?
Yeah, this from a guy named Monte Boo. Okay, bottom line, as I stated before, Big Chain will be okay. We will survive. The Delinquents, my new group, gonna be hot. We got a major film company now, Big Chain Movies. Our first movie, Changing Chains, will be in stores anytime now. Big Chain Records, we're chaining the future. One link at a time.